I've done very well, and I've been very careful about this. I shouldn't think over what almost 20 years of this. I've really forgotten to have an injection. I wouldn't have thought more than a dozen times over all those years. So I've been good on that.
Do you think you were offered any leeway in 87? Were you told that because you had so
Not
many meetings?
so much, no. I don't think that encourages you to say, look, you stick to this. And you say, well, what if I'm going to do this? Well, stick to it and just see how you go with the way the blood sugar works out. And in those days, the GP had a fairly regular session, quite apart from the hospital. And they used to take along whatever record you'd kept of your blood sugar. But I was never quite so honest or honourable about keeping the blood sugar as I should have been. I used to do it 2 or 3 days before in a beautifully neat tabulated form, and then extrapolate backwards, and never tell them if I was way high. I never tell them if I was high at all, or if I was low at all. Really, I used to. Stick it in the middle. Didn't make up, too many. I mean, if it was a 25 or something on the scale, I would never tell him about that because I didn't want to upset my dear friends who were trying to help me all the time. So he used to bring 25s down to 16 or something like that. And if I was very low, and he said low, and you were one, I think it stopped at one in those days. But this is before these very scientific calibrations. I never used to say much. Oh, it's all right. Look, here's the last fortnight, most of which I'd made up anyway.
Now, many people have told me that they made up the results of their tests, but you're probably someone who could reflect on the real reasons for this. What does it say about the relationship between patient and doctor?
Well, I think I was very, very fond of most of my doctors, especially I think in the Radcliffe Infirmary, and I knew they would be genuinely upset if they thought I was letting things go to the extent of being so up and down in things. And some people are very, very much up and down, like yo-yos in terms of this, aren't they? You can't understand it. I have been to bed with a high reading after going out or something. A high reading, on the present machines you get high, don't you? And low. It doesn't go above 25 if it's getting out of control, and it doesn't go below 1. Well, it does, it calls it low. And I have been from high to low within 5 or 6 hours. Bed at 11.